Good morning and happy Memorial Day, everybody. Just coming to everybody because, you know, Memorial Day is a special day, and I just, you know, appreciate everything the soldiers have done for us, everything anybody defending this country have done for us. You know, my dad and my granddad was in the military. I was definitely one of the people lucky enough to, you know, have them come back. And so, you know, my aunt and my uncle, they were in the Air Force. You know, my dad and my granddad, they were in the Marine Corps. And, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't get to come home. So, you know, they were definitely lucky. You know, I was lucky because I had my dad and my granddad in my life. So, you know, life definitely could have been much different. So, you know, with that being said, you know, to anybody out there who's, you know, lost their parents, you know, defending this country, or lost a brother or sister, you know, like, know that, you know, I definitely appreciate it. You know, there's so many Americans out here that appreciate all the, you know, the struggle you had to go through, and, you know, just appreciate what your parents, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad did for us. And I wanted to take a moment to say, you know, thank you to everybody out there. Now, with that being said, you know, there's a lot of, you know, weird things going on. And one of the ones is, you know, has to do with Wrangler jeans and, you know, Lil Nas's X cowboy collection. And, you know, and that's kind of why I wanted to, you know, throw it in on this day, was because, you know, these people defended our country so that we could be free. And it seems like, you know, certain things seem to come up all the time, and, you know, the racism and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm definitely not going to say it's truly racism, because, you know, I haven't read up on everything. But I do know that some people are angry because, you know, Lil Nas's connection, and they say cultural inappropriation, you know, like, whatever that means. But, I mean, when you're thinking about it, you know, it's pretty common sense. It seems like, you know, all they're saying is, you know, he's supposed to be doing something else. Like, go get, like, a Jordan, you know, go get, like, a Jordan deal or something. But, I mean, this happens all the time, you know, when, you know, maybe a rapper throws a, you know, a line in their song like he did, or, you know, comedian throws something in the, you know, in his act, because, you know, they're actually, you know, they're getting paid to do this. And so, you know, the cultural inappropriation and the, you know, the individuals that are mad about, you know, him and getting, you know, sponsored by Wrangler jeans. Dude, all of that just needs to subside. You know, we're one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I believe, you know, that's kind of what we, it's kind of what we need to set, you know, our children of the future up for. Because, you know, of course, there's, I believe it's just always going to be here. You know, until, I guess, nobody's one color, everybody's the same color, which, I don't know if it'll happen or not, but, you know, just kind of touching on a lot of, yeah, I'm not really sure where I was going with that, but, you know, it, I don't know, man, racism stuff's kind of getting on my nerves. And, you know, a lot of people might say it's not racism, but, you know, like, I'm not really sure either, but, you know, cultural inappropriation, that's not a thing, you know, like, anybody, you know, like, you're able to dress how you want, you're able to, you know, listen to the music you want, so, you know, that cultural inappropriation stuff, I mean, just really doesn't exist, because I just feel like, you know, there's white people and Spanish people and all different types of people that wear, you know, Jordans and Nike and Under Armour and Wrangler. So, you know, I don't feel like it should be, you know, cultural inappropriation. You could wear whatever you want, you know. I'm African American. I got cowboy boots. I got a cowboy hat. Stetson 1972. You know, so, like, if I wear my cowboy hat, like, I'm going to go outside and they're going to be like, oh, cultural inappropriation. You got to take that out. Yeah, take that off and go back inside. Like, what? Like, no, I can wear whatever I want. Free country. And this day is living proof, Memorial Day. Our ancestors, your ancestors, people died for this country to, you know, be in the state that it's in now, you know, so that I could have a white neighbor if I want to. I can have a black neighbor if I want to, a Mexican, an Iranian, a Brazilian. You know, I can have all sorts of neighbors. I can talk to all sorts of people. You know, when I go in the stores and the restaurants, you know, I'm not forced to sit in a certain place. And, you know, this country, you know, they died for our, you know, they died for our freedom. You know, everybody before us. So, you know, I definitely thank those people every day for, you know, just dying for our freedom and just continuing to, you know, everybody now in the military, you know, whether it's the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Army, the Air Forces, you know, the Reserves, you know, every branch of the military. You know, they defend this country. Oh, and cops and firefighters as well. You know, this comes from, you know, anybody who's serving on the daily. And so, you know, and so that does extend to, you know, paramedics and cops and firefighters. So, I believe, you know, it's not just, okay, you know, like, you're one color, I'm one color, this is what you need to do, this is what you can't do. No, because everybody is fighting on the daily to, you know, give us rights and, you know, have us keep those rights so that we can live free. So, you know, with that being said, my name is Anthony Newton. You're on Woke with Anthony. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. I'm out.